Bureau of David is one of the most well-respected personality in Scripture. He's one who has been applauded in both the New Testament and the Old Testament. He is known by his relationship with God. He's even more recognized because he's called in Scripture a man after God's own heart. This man named David is familiar to many of us who have been coming to church on a regular basis. But I suspect that whenever you get to start to charting his life, you will find out that David in his heart and in his core, David is a worshiper. And he loved worshiping the Lord. David took great, great delight in bowing down and worshiping the Lord, the God of his salvation. It is David who would dance before the Lord with all his might. It was David who lifted up his voice in Zion, singing songs unto the Lord, letting God know just how much God meant to him. David had no problem worshiping God. As a matter of fact, he is known as the sweet psalmist of Israel. Yeah, hear David when he declares that the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament show forth his handiwork. And he had no problem writing beautiful music such as, "Oh Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth." He had no problem lifting up his voice and celebrating the God of his salvation. David is a psalmist. He's a worshiper of the true and living God. He sings and says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness." And he said, "Come into his presence with thanksgiving and singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, is he, and that he has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his court with thanksgiving and into his court of praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endured for all generations." And beyond his core and his heart, David is a worshiper. But likewise, I submit to you that David is a warrior. When you get introduced to David, you're going to find out that he ain't scared of nobody. Yeah, David has an intensive about, he's so intensive within himself and shows that he's not afraid. Neither is he intimidated by anybody who crosses his path. As a matter of fact, in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17, I said 1 Samuel, not 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and 17, that one on your head. We find that David, as a little shepherd boy, tending his father's sheep. And while he's tending his father's sheep, he had to deal with some rough reality that being a shepherd is not always an easy task. Because when he was faced with the challenge of going against Goliath, come on, y'all read the story, David understood that experience and his shepherding time gave him the opportunity to stand boldly in front of King Saul and that giant Goliath to let them know that you ain't got no scary person here. King Saul tried to detour him from going up against Goliath, saying, "You can't handle that man. He's been fighting for all his life." And David said, "You don't know my testimony." David said, "While I was picking my father's sheep, a lion came. And I slew the lion." If you think that was something, a bear came and I did the same thing to him. And just like I slew the lion and the bear, the Philistine giant is going to be just like one of them. Because David is the Lord. He'll tell it himself. He'll testify. Not just the king for it, but to anybody who would listen. Well, listen to what he says in Psalm 27. "The Lord is my light." salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I build? Now let me listen to what he's saying. And this morning, I want to tell Graham Bueller that King David is not just a worshiper. He's likewise a warrior. Not only is David a worshiper, not only is he a warrior, but by the time we get to 1 Samuel chapter 30, we're going to find out that David is just worn out. He's worn out. When we get to chapter 30, verse 1 Samuel, David seemed to be depleted. Yeah, he seemed to be at a point where his fatigue is high, and he doesn't know how he's going to be able to deal with the circumstances of his situation. Listen to the text in verse 6. David is in distress. And if you read it closely, it will say that he was greatly distressed. Yeah, it's right there in verse 6. He's worn out because it seemed like the circumstances of life are not proven to be as favorable as it once was. He is in a space and a place, watch this now, that he did not anticipate and did not expect. He never saw it coming. David is worn out. And if the truth be told, there are some of us who are sitting in here this morning, you can testify just like David that I know what it means to find myself in a place that I am just worn out. As much as a worshipful I am, as much as a warrior I am, in my daily routine, there are some moments in my life when I just want to throw in the towel. I want to just wave the white flag and tell, stop the ride. I'm ready to get off. Is there anybody in here this morning who can testify as wonderful as I am, the phenomenal of folk thinking I am? There are some moments in my life when I am just worn. Be honest about it, Graham Bueller. Life can knock the life out of you. You're just trying to make it from day to day. You're trying to make it from week to week, from month to month. Life is so strong that it can just wear you out. And in here, we see David is at a time of our text. He's worn out because he's dealing with situation after situation. Circumstances after circumstances. Go back to chapter 29. Helps us to understand, watch this, that David had to deal with this horrible thing called rejection. I wish I had a Bible right here. Yeah. King Asher, I hope I'm saying it right, that word gave you too. But and the Philistine who David had been hanging with had not turned, they have now turned against David. And they turned David away. When you read chapter 29 in your spare time, you will find out that David had to deal with rejection. And Bueller, I don't care how spiritual you are, no matter how saved you profess to be, when you have to deal with rejection, it will wear you. If you keep reading in chapter 30, you will see that when he gets rejected and go back to the place where he left, his wives and his children and his men who left their wives and their children, you will see that the place where they left them has been raided and pillaged.
Come on.
Yeah. They've been taken away. Their families have been taken. All of their resources have been taken away. Because the Amalekites, who was their enemy, had taken everything that was near and dear to their hearts. So now, in addition to dealing with rejection, now he has to deal with, watch this, retaliation. And you watch this. When you understand that there are persons that are coming against you and they are trying to do everything they can to defeat you, that will wear. Here's David, watch this now, who's dealing with rejection and retaliation. And he's at a point where the Bible Bible says in verse 6 that he is greatly distressed. Well, not only does he have to deal with rejection and retaliation, but verse 6 also said that now he has to deal with revenge. Because his men were talking about killing him, by throwing stones at him. Because they were very bitter because their sons and their daughters had been taken away. Now, can I tell you, I don't care how big your Bible is. I don't care how many scriptures you can quote. I don't care how many times you pray to the east or to the west. But when you have to deal with rejection, when you have to deal with retaliation and revenge, it will wear you out. And you can sit here with a straight face, acting like nothing ever bothered you. But when you get home and you have to face reality that you have problems on top of problems, you begin to wear you out. I wish I had somebody to real for you. Be honest, most of us can deal with one thing at a time. But when you have multiple things coming at you at once, it will wear you out. It's all right when you have to deal with your children acting up. But when you have to deal with your children and your spouse and your money and your job and your health and all the time in one time, all you got, it's going to. The folk he thought he was cool with have turned against him. And the enemies that he knew he had has now come and taken all his stuff in the land. And the Bible says he's now greatly distressed. Now, there is no one that he can seemingly turn to. And now he has to figure it all out. What in the world must I do to keep on going to the next level? Watch this, to the next level in my life. What do I have to do to sustain myself, to keep moving up instead of coming down, to take me to the next level in my life? But the Bible says, watch this, instead of throwing in the towel, instead of hanging his head down saying all hope was gone, instead of telling somebody to stop the ride and get off, David declined to encourage himself in the Lord. His God, y'all ain't hearing what I just said. Instead of just saying I'm through, instead of saying I give up, David decided that he was going to encourage himself in God. Now, you know, this really helps my spirit. Because the truth, as a matter of fact, it hasn't been told. That will be some times when you can't look outside of yourself to find help for the inside of yourself. Y'all, something's gonna come to you where you just cannot find help on the